This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Saturday, April 4th, pandemic.news update here with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me. Feel free to share this everywhere. And today's podcast is about the term panic buying, something that I haven't seen at all. I don't see anybody panic buying. And I can't even get my own writers on my own website to stop using the term. It's so funny. Everybody's like, well, anybody buying anything is panic buying. Well, that's not true. Panic buying means irrational buying, doesn't it? And yet, when you're dealing with a global collapse of supply chains, collapse of food supplies, mass infections and deaths, hospitals being overrun in the United States today, quarantines, isolation orders, and lockdowns, it's not irrational to have extra supplies, is it? It's actually quite rational. It's very logical. So instead of calling it panic buying, we should call it rational buying. Not rationed, but rational. It's rational to buy. And in my mind, panic buying would be people like losing their minds in the stores, you know, with a gun out, like, I'm going to buy this stuff. Let me buy it. And, you know, shooting people in order to buy something. Now, granted, there have been a few scuffles, you know, some shouting, whatever, but that's very rare. By and large, people are very orderly. People are respecting the social distancing. They're lining up in long lines at retail stores, keeping 6 feet apart. That's not panic. That's orderly buying. That's rational buying. And so I see that a lot of people out there using the term panic buying, they're trying to claim that it's an overreaction. That's really what they're implying, that it's an overreaction, that you don't need to buy anything. Well, that was the advice in January and February and March. And I'm wondering to all those people who took that advice and didn't buy extra supplies, how's that working out for you now? As you're sitting in your home, quarantined, running out of food and maybe toilet paper, how's that not buying anything advice working out for you now? Because it's quite disastrous. You should have been rationally purchasing supplies. That's now obvious to any, well, rational person, right? You should have been stocking up on some things. And then that leads to the second term, hoarding. So what is hoarding? Well, hoarding is when people are rationally purchasing supplies in preparation for an extended quarantine lockdown. That's not hoarding. That's strategic supply chain planning. That's all it is. You just call it strategic planning. When the government does it, it's strategic planning. You know, they've got stockpiles of medical gear. What's it called? Oh, it's called the National Strategic Medical Supply Stockpile, or whatever they call it. But I'm pretty sure the word strategic is in there. They don't say it's a government hoarding operation, do they? No. From the government's point of view, they're not hoarding. They're strategically planning for things to get worse. Well, isn't that what people should be doing too? So if you have an extra supply of food or toilet paper or N95 masks, isn't that just your own personal strategic supply? Aren't you doing just exactly the same thing the government is doing, just on a smaller scale, which is important to have decentralized strategic planning? That's good for society. That creates redundancy. It creates resilience. It reduces the stress on the supply lines when more people have more stuff in advance. In fact, the real preppers haven't been part of any of this recent buying because all of us, real preppers, we pretty much had all these supplies ahead of time. So in fact, acquiring extra supplies ahead of time is a way to reduce panic. And yet, are preppers being given any credit today? No, preppers are called evil. How dare you buy stuff in advance? It's like, because the people who didn't prepare and who are probably the same people that called preppers tinfoil hat kooks for the last 20 years, all of a sudden they need to find somebody to blame for their own stupidity. You know, when they're sitting at home and they've run out of toilet paper and they have to start cutting up their favorite t-shirts into squares to wipe and flush, this is what's happening all over New York City. They have to have someone to blame. They can't blame themselves. It's, oh my God, we failed to prepare. No, they blame you. They think you, the prepper, that you are the reason why they can't buy anything now. They literally blame you for the lack of supplies in the retail stores right now. That's insane. That's totally insane. But they have to have a scapegoat. So you are blamed even when you had prepared in advance. You're blamed now by the very people who created the problem by not preparing. Isn't that amazing? But all these words are thrown around like panic buying and hoarding. And there's another word, hysteria. You see this in the usually the conservative news stories that try to say that coronavirus is no big deal in their view. And you saw this all throughout the month of March when Fox News went into denialism mode and Trump was in denialism for most of the time. And Rush Limbaugh and all these conservative publishers, they were all saying, it's not even real. It's no big deal. Doesn't even kill as many people as the flu. And they use the word hysteria a lot. It's mass hysteria. The reaction to this is going to kill more people than the coronavirus, they said. But they can't even do math. They didn't even know the coronavirus was on track to kill millions in the United States if we didn't have some kind of lockdowns and social isolation. Although now, by the way, I'm convinced that we could end the lockdowns by promoting zinc and vitamin D and masks for everyone and widespread testing of asymptomatic people. I've covered that in another podcast. So I think now we could end the lockdowns, but none of the conservatives are making that argument. They don't know anything about nutrition. They're just saying the whole thing, in their view, was fake. And so they use the word hysteria. It's hysteria. I haven't seen anybody naked, screaming, running down the street. That would be hysteria. Have you? I mean, I haven't gone to a grocery store and witnessed hysterical people. You know, hysteria would be hyperventilating, screaming, doing insane things, maybe without clothes on. You know, hysteria would be crowds of people not respecting social distancing. Hysteria would be a lunatic mob all bunched up, basically looting the store. I haven't seen hysteria. Again, I've seen orderly people rationally waiting in line to buy groceries and pay for them. That's not hysteria. That's planning. That's actually civilized behavior. So anytime you hear these terms, hoarding or hysteria or panic buying, those are the words and phrases used by people who are dishonest. They're trying to convince you of something that isn't real. They're trying to convince you that there's mass hysteria everywhere and that people buying stuff isn't rational and that no one should buy anything because in their view, the coronavirus isn't even real. The bottom line, folks, is that words are being used by denialists and propagandists to deceive you. And those words include hysteria and panic buying and hoarding. Let me tell you the truth here. It's rational to stock up. It's rational to purchase supplies and to do so in an orderly fashion, paying at the cashier, standing in line, waiting your turn. And this is what I see mostly across America. Is people behaving in a civilized manner, not panicking. This is not panic. This is just people doing what should be done so that people can survive quarantines and lockdowns and food shortages and maybe social chaos that might be coming in certain areas. I mean, when the stores in New York City are boarding up their windows in anticipation of mass looting that's going to happen, what do you call that panic boarding? No, that's rational boarding. You're boarding up the windows because you don't want all the windows to get smashed. And that's rational. You wouldn't say, they're hoarding boarding or they're panic boarding. No, they're calmly hammering in the boards with hammer and nails ahead of time before the riots happen and before the mostly left-wing lunatics in these cities lose their minds and just start smashing everything, which is probably going to happen sooner than you think, probably. And so, of course, it's rational to board up the windows and also try to protect the inventory that you have in your store. If you own a commercial establishment, a retail location in New York City, you don't want all your stuff to get looted and stolen. You don't want your store to get set on fire, which is what often left-wing mobs tend to do. They burn down their own cities. We've seen it before, over and over again, all across the country, especially during the Obama years when all that was being sort of whipped up, the racial hatred whipped up by Obama in his kind of hate the police phase to sow discord. And it worked. You know, that's part of what Obama was doing in the White House, was trying to create social chaos and racial tension. And he succeeded at that with the help of the left-wing media. So it's not irrational to get prepared for what's coming. It's perfectly rational. In fact, it is wise. And for those of you out there who bought ammo, give yourself a pat on the back. I've been checking ammo prices. I'm always curious about ammo prices as indicators of what's happening in society. And 9mm ammo, 2 months ago, you could get it for about 18 cents a round online. Now it's over 30 cents a round. So it's over 50% increase in prices for 9mm. 5.56 ammo for an AR-15 used to be able to get it for 26 cents a round. Now it's closer to 40 cents a round. So if you had purchased ammo before this surge, you already made back essentially maybe 50 to 80% return, so to speak, on your investment. Now you have something that's worth a lot for bartering, if you choose to barter. And if you had stockpiled ammo, like pretty much everybody in Texas, you have thousands of rounds of ammunition. That wasn't hoarding. That was a strategic stockpile of something that's going to go up in value and hold value. Whereas the dollar is losing value because of all the bailout money printing by the Federal Reserve. I mean, we're talking $6 trillion plus in bailout money. This is going to wipe out the fiat currency dollar. Dollars are going to become worthless. The dollar will collapse at some point. It's already been set into motion. Ammo doesn't collapse. Ammo stores for 50 plus years if you keep it dry and cool. Ammo, it lasts forever. Well, not forever, but a lifetime. Again, if it's stored well, and if you've got the right, primers that are sealed against moisture and so on. So buying ammo was rational. One of the best investments you could have made. Buying gold is rational. Buying silver is rational. Buying food is rational. Even buying toilet paper is rational. Now, I don't know if all the people buying huge loads of toilet paper without buying food, I don't think that's rational. They need a little more balance in their preparedness because, of course, you're not going to need the toilet paper if you didn't buy food. So people could use a little better strategic wisdom, let's say, on their preps. It's like, dude, you prepped all the wrong stuff. Does it count as prepping if you bought all the wrong stuff? It's like, went in this dude's house and all he had was toilet paper and forks. Like, dude, you bought all the wrong stuff. I should be like, don't tase me, bro. But in any case, if you bought the right stuff, you did the right thing. Good for you. You're going to make it through this. And don't listen to the people trying to say, oh, it's hysteria that people are lining up and purchasing extra supplies. No, it's not. It's wisdom. And it's a survival trait. And people who don't buy extra stuff are a lot less likely to survive what's coming. So my name is Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcasts at pandemic.news or the Health Ranger Report channel on Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.